I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He hung on for 9 months, severely burned by the flames, 72-year-old Paul Ernst.
He inhaled superheated air in the fire. I mean, the fire literally passed over them.
Former KCBS reporter Jenna Lane covered the campfire, got to know Paul and his wife, Susie.
The other thing was that he had so many surgeries, especially skin grafts. And after some of those, he would develop pneumonia. And after so many bouts of pneumonia, his lungs just deteriorated over these 9 long months.
Jenna, honored with a Gracie Award for a radio series she put together about the campfire experience.
They were both in intensive care at the UC Davis Medical Center after being severely burned in the campfire. And although Susie eventually recovered, and I'm happy to say is now living independently in Chico and getting better all the time, Paul just never recovered.
Right now, Jenna is working on a documentary.
Medic unit, we might have a...
3 days in paradise.
We saw vehicles that had been literally melted from the fire. You know, all the plastic, all the aluminum, the paint was bubbling.
During these last 9 months, Jenna became very close with the Ernst family.
I really related to their family and just the way that they lived and that the way that they escaped. Paul and Susie were so resourceful.
They did escape the flames that killed so many of their neighbors for a while. Paul shielding his wife with his own body. She survived. He did not. With Jenna Lane, I'm Jim Taylor, KCBS.